Always lost, baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma see the work, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier, and your life, girl, I've been patient. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came. Oh, it came. I need a man too.
Another edition of Sand City Radio. This your boy Cash chilling at Juju with my man Father Time. Father Time, what's good with you, brother?
What's cracking, Doc?
We chilling, we chilling. You know how we always do about this time. Got my girl Butter online. Butter, what's happening, baby?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing tonight?
What up?
We chilling, we chilling, we chilling. Got Janae online.
Y'all excited?
What's happening, baby?
Oh,
yeah.
Hey,
gotta
how
be.
Y'all doing?
Oh, we good, baby. We good. Y'all know tonight we gonna have us some fun, baby. We got a real live sex scene in the house. Y'all know what I'm saying? We gonna get it in. Man. And, you know, this is our second time on the show, so, you know, we gotta, oh, man. Come on now. Y'all know my girl, hey. We gonna do it big, y'all. We're gonna do it. Miss Snickers Jasmine, she gonna be on the show. Man, y'all, hey. Beautiful, you know what I'm saying? Outgoing. Hey. Woo. Not to mention. Bad than a motherfucker. So of course, ladies, y'all know what we're gonna do tonight. You know, I'm just gonna make sure I kick back and I want to enjoy the show because I know my lady's got a lot of stuff to say. Ain't that right?
Yes.
I got my man Drew. Drew, what's up, dog?
What up, man?
Man, I'm chilling, man. Networking, politics like we always do about this time.
Hey, check this out right quick, man. Before we even get started.
Yeah.
Did anybody other than myself see Cat Williams get his ass whooped?
Hell yeah.
I heard about that. I heard that he got knocked out by a child. What?
Nah, he didn't knock him out, but he was about to choke his ass out, though. He was about to choke him out.
He looked crazy as hell.
Trying to fight a little kid. He fired on his little ass, though.
Yeah, he caught him with one, man.
Yeah, he did. A
he
short,
caught him
quick
with one.
Wow.
That little motherfucker took his ass down and got ready to choke him out.
Oh, my goodness.
But did you hear him? I can't believe y'all let a little boy do a celebrity like this. What? Motherfucker.
That shit was great.
Oh my!
Man, before she even get on here, let me ask, and I gotta go 101 with this one. Drew, that's your son.
Yeah.
Cat Williams to punch the shit out your son, but your son beat his ass. What do you do?
Nothing. My son already took care of it.
I mean, is you suing?
I don't know. That got me. He ain't got no money, do he? Cause that's right. Why he in the position he in now? He broke.
Well, now, they say that's what he was doing. He was out there giving out money and shit, and I really don't know what the little boy said to him, but man, he popped the shit out of that little boy.
Yeah, he caught the little boy with a right jab, right? You know, the first one.
Man, that was a short, quick jab. Compact.
I mean, the 15-year-old took that jab and got right on his ass.
Yes, he did.
Man,
he took his ass down quick.
Right, he ate that punch. He ate that punch.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
oh,
he
you
want to
get real, huh, Cat?
Man.
Wow.
Yeah, you probably would sue him, though, because he hit your son like that. So if he do got the money, you probably will sue it.
I'm going to sue his ass.
Did you see when he kicked up? Gone, little boy. Gone, little boy. Like,
oh,
is this dude? But, dog, have Fang, man, I just want to know, does Fang just do that to you?
Yeah, cocaine's a hell of a drug, man.
Yeah.
Is he back on
heard.
It?
That motherfucker on something, man. He got his ass whooped at Benny Siegel concert.
Yeah, he got stomped at Benny Siegel concert.
Yeah.
He got stomped at the concert.
Yeah, they
tore
his ass.
They stomped the shit out of his ass.
Oh, no.
So, I mean, why he was trying to fight everybody now? I think he got a short man complex or something, man.
I think it's some drugs, man. It's some drugs.
Yeah.
Not
I think it's a drug, too. Because he was talking about everybody, and he come back and apologized. You know, he had talked about Kevin Hart real bad, and he come back and apologized to him.
Yeah, I saw that.
Him and Big Tigger.
Mm.
That motherfucker, man, something wrong with that dude, man. Something is wrong, man. That motherfucker, I don't think he can take the fact that he's not that guy no more.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, man. He done lost his star falling, man.
I mean, the nigga ain't never been all that funny to me anyway. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here we go, man. You better watch what you say, dog. They got on me about that Tupac shit last night. So watch what you say.
I'm just saying. I mean, that's my opinion. Yeah, that nigga wasn't funny.
He was all right. Cat was okay, but, I mean, damn, he fucked around and dude was in his face. I will give him that. Dude
man,
was in his
kid.
Face, man. I understand that.
Kid.
I mean,
that's a big difference, though.
But Cat Williams in his damn 40s. This little 16-year-old kid, man. Come on.
Right, Cash, if that was you, you out there with the high school kids and everything, and they said something disrespectful, you ain't finna hit one on me.
Nah, I'm not going to hit him, man. You know what? If I was of his stature, no, I wouldn't hit him. I wouldn't hit him because I know what's about to happen. I know at any given time, you motherfuckers finna take some money from me.
You about to lose
you know,
money,
so.
And it's on tape. It's on
right,
video.
It's on,
you hit that boy
right.
for no reason. He wasn't threatening. He wasn't in no
man,
threatening posture or nothing. You
there.
Just fired on him because he said something you ain't like. And you're a comedian, man. Come on. Motherfuckers in the audience do that shit all the time, but I don't see you running in the audience firing on nobody. You know what I'm saying? Them grown-ass motherfuckers fucking with you on stage. You ain't hitting one of them
Let
motherfuckers,
boy.
But you going to hit a 15-year-old
Let
kid.
Boy.
Come on, man. That shit's bogus as hell, man.
He was going through something.
Man, he's going to be going through a fucking lawsuit is what he's going to be going through.
Hey,
whatever.
Man. Did you
I ain't
see
got
the,
no money. I'll fuck them kids up.
Did you see the Benny Siegel window?
Hey,
did you see the Benny Siegel at the concert? That motherfucker.
Man,
that motherfucker scooped down. And look at that motherfucker, it's just rusty. I said, that's a project move right there.
Yeah, hey, he got that first lick. Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, seeing that, and if me and Cat ever had any type of altercation, I'm swinging on him first. Because he ain't scared. I will give him that. That motherfucker will cock back and swing in a heartbeat. But you know, I'm telling you.
He fucked the shit out of that motherfucker at the concert, dog. He took that motherfucker down with one punch. Even though dude didn't see it coming. But he still he dropped that motherfucker. But his boys put a whooping on his ass.
Hey man, he gave. Wait a minute, hold on. At the concert though, in all fairness, old boy didn't see it coming, and he gave him the Tito Santana flying burrito. Dog, he hit that motherfucker with a flying forearm. Yeah, bow, motherfucker. You lost your fucking mind.
He dropped that motherfucker though. But
yeah,
his boys,
but
they
he paid for it in the end.
They pounced
they
on
told
his
ass.
Wait. All you see was feet.
So you think it's the drugs?
Man, that motherfucker on something, man. He on something, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's not normal behavior. What he doing
here's
is not normal behavior, man.
Now, I don't know how true it is. I mean, we only can say we think he on drugs. But here's the thing. He said, now, this is what he says. He says he passes every drug test he took. Every time he went to jail and took it, he passed the test. Now, he do admit that he smokes marijuana. He say he's an advocate weed smoker.
Weed don't, come on, man. How many motherfuckers we know smoke weed?
I know, but I'm just saying. Well, hold on, man.
I'm saying.
Big Mike, what's good?
What's up?
What's happening, bro?
It's getting
now,
off
now,
work.
Now, Butter, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You're an avid weed smoker. You smoke that
yes.
shit all the time.
Yes.
Do you be hitting motherfuckers with forearms when you high? I'm just asking a question.
It'd be better that I smoke before anything jump off because it keeps me calm.
That's what I thought we usually tone a motherfucker down.
Yeah, but if you putting cocaine on top of it, I don't know what it do because I don't fuck around.
Well, I don't know because, I mean, like I said, the man says he passes every drug test. So, I mean, with that being said, I don't know, man. I truly and honestly don't know. But, damn. I mean, this motherfucker, I mean, that one he took off on. Then he goes in on Kevin Hart and Big Tigger. Then he comes back and beats up a fucking kid. Man, something ain't right about that dude. I don't want to smoke what he's smoking.
Well,
hey,
it might be the Illuminati scaring him.
Dragon, what's good, brother?
What's good, man?
Or two thighs? Yeah, two thighs and two legs. All right, one with two thighs, one with two legs, yeah.
Drew.
Hey, Drew.
Oh, ho.
put your phone on mute, brother. We broadcasting in five countries now.
Can you get me two original wings and
yep.
one real
bread? Not the two
sorry.
Original. We're going to do that. All right.
Really?
Okay, y'all. We fucking. I'm
not whole order going on. Hey, give me a two
right,
piece spicy.
Right. All right. Well, check this out, y'all. Without further ado, man, we got the wildest, livest, most beautiful adult film star I know to date. Miss Snickers Jasmine, what's happening, baby?
Hey, sexy cheeks.
Hey, how you doing? It's Snickers, bitch. Oh, no, let me get it right. Say Snickers, bitch. What's going on?
You know, nothing changed with my weave, my draws, you know.
That's what
and the weather.
Okay, I got my first question. Baby, where you been? Where you been?
Well, I relocated to a new state, and I recently just gave birth to a beautiful baby boy, so I kind of dropped off the radar for a little bit.
Well, congratulations.
Wow, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hold on now. Before we go any further, why don't you give the listeners a little background on you? Introduce yourself.
What do you mean by background? I'm Snickers, bitch. What you mean?
I'm saying for the people that don't know who you are, let them know who you are is what I'm saying.
Adult film star coming out of the Midwest, Chicago area, doing it like no other. I mean, you can look me up. You can find me on just about every Pornhub, XXCX, just about everything. You can find me. Just put in Snickers, bitch, and I'm going to pop up.
All right, now, I mean, to your credit, how many do you got under your belt? I mean, just rant. I mean, if, do you even keep count?
For
the movies?
I do. I have about 35 as of now.
35 movies. God damn.
How many movies in each movie?
What's the most... Let me ask you a question. What's the most people you ever done at one time in a movie?
My very first one, which was an orgy, and it was three girls and three guys.
So. Sound like heaven. Now, you know what? I got to ask before anything. All right. You know, us growing up, we grew up with the milkman or the pool guy or the who else, the pizza delivery man, or the one guy who he's sitting there all cool and calm, and the lady asks, "What's today's special?" And he say, "Foot long, baby." And they go into their little bowls. Okay, I mean, as cheesy and corny as the dialogue was, you know, we still had some dialogue. Man, I seen one where you was like, "Hey, give me my motherfucking money. Let's go. Get your ass up. Come on, motherfucker." What happened to the dialogue into it?
Wow.
Well, see, I really can't explain that one. That was really supposed to be edited out, if I can believe it. I believe that was the Hot Beeb show. He doesn't edit anything out. He just thinks that's part of, that's just to the show to him. So that was actually supposed to be edited out. So, but some of the shows don't have dialogue. They just say, "Let's go."
Right. I mean, now don't get me wrong. You give them more bang for your buck. I will give you that. But you you grew up thinking that that's how it was going to happen. You know, I became a maintenance man just for that reason alone. Okay, let me go to, I need some pipes that need to be unclogged. I'm here, baby. That shit never happened to me. Not one time.
So men want to be talked to, huh?
Yeah.
I guess so. It depends on the man, though. Some men like that rough shit. Some men like the soft stuff. It just depends whatever floats his boat.
Okay, now, I did see one guy. I wish I could remember his name. He gave you a run for your money. He's a little slim dude, too. He gave you a run for your money. You was looking back like, motherfucker. God, wait a minute. I mean, you hung in there. But he gave you a run for your money. I was like, yay for the little guy. There you go. Everybody ain't got to be like Hulk Hogan.
I've had a few of those. You'd be surprised.
Man, so, okay, so is it any, okay, are we retired? Are we, you know, is it, has Snickers hung up the G-string? What's going on?
I wouldn't say Snickers hung up the G-string. I'd just say I took a break for a moment. You can say was doing a little family thing for a hot sec. But as of now, no. I wouldn't say the G-string hung up, no. I couldn't do it. Now it's to the point where I'm being asked for everywhere. So I'm like, okay, I need that money. I need it. Thank you. Come again.
Okay. So... throughout the whole situation, were you in a relationship while you were?
At the beginning, no, I wasn't. I just got into a relationship probably about a year and a half ago. So, but I've been doing it off and on for about 6 years now. So in the beginning, no, I wasn't in a relationship. But that's why I was doing it, because, shit, I had nobody to tell me sit my little ass down nowhere. I was getting my money.
So did he how did the situation happen? Like, before, in my opinion, like, most men don't want their woman screwing other men unless they in the room with you and all of that. So did he agree with you continuing, or he wants told you to sit it down as soon as y'all got together?
Well, he asked me to sit it down when we got together, but what he had to understand was some of the bookings come 6 months to a year before you even, you know, go and do some of the shoots. So I was like, okay, well, let me finish the shoots that I've already signed up for, and then, okay, then we can sit it down. But then some of the shoots I couldn't even finish because I got caught with my blessing, you could say.
Right, right.
That got to be a hell of a thing. I mean, hey, baby, you know I love you, and I love you too, baby. But, you know, I got to go on this little trip. Well, can I go? Nah,
he
you might want to stay home.
I'm Snickers, no. You don't get to say that, because the only way I look at it is if it was, I got my household, you got your household, and I'm damn sure not, but I'm not one of the ones going to hold their hand out like, okay, take care of me, take care of this, take care of that. So with that being said, I got to go get my money. If you don't want me, you know, pay everything you need to pay for, make me sit down. If you can't do that, you can't tell me what the fuck to do.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
There's no if, ands, or buts about it.
Say that.
I ain't mad at you, but I ain't going to lie, boy. You come home, I'll be like, hey, baby, I'm home. Mm-hmm. It's going to take me a couple of days to get home.
Oh,
and you could not, and I repeat, I swear, we were a couple. You could not. I'm not calling you Snickers. I'm not. I'm calling you by your government. I am not calling you Snickers. I refuse to. I need the government.
But yeah, that's what he does. He doesn't call me Snickers.
All right, man, I would be so hot. And especially if you said that those. Now, trust me, I love hearing you. When I watch you, I wait for it. I wait to hear it say Snickers, bitch. I wait to hear that. But now being your dude, oh no, boy, I go crazy. What you just say to me?
Huh? I do request to be called bitch, though. That I do request, but I don't request for him to call me Snickers.
Oh, okay. That got to be the one. He got to be one of the most understanding guys of all time. I'm like, God damn. You're a beautiful woman. I mean, you're beautiful. Yeah. I mean, you know us. We Midwest black folks. So, you know, we love a thick woman. So I'm like, okay, she got the total package here. So I know he'd be like, have you ever just said, baby, don't go. Just stay home with me.
Yes. Yes, plenty of times he said it.
But yeah, let's just say if he said it five times, how many times you stay home?
It depends on the money package that was offered. To be honest, it depends on the money package that was offered. So if it was some chump change, they was like, okay, come through for $2,000-$3,000. Daddy said sit home. Okay, I'm gonna sit home. But if it's more than that, he just gonna have to understand. I'll take you shopping when we come home. Just leave it alone for a second.
Oh, wow.
Can I ask? I mean, if you got too personal, just let me know. What is like the highest you ever got paid for like one show? I mean, one movie.
$14,000.
What? 14 racks. And
yeah.
How long did it last? Because, I mean, if you tell me 30 minutes, you got 14,000 30 minutes, I'm in the wrong line of fucking business.
It's like several episodes.
Well,
it's like
I wouldn't say 30 minutes because you're on set for several hours. Like, you're on set getting how we want to say. Can I say what I want to say?
Yeah.
Relaxed. You're on set getting relaxed. If you, whatever your preference is, we getting fucked up or whatever. But you're also watching other flicks, other people recording, other things. You'll be on set for about 7 to 10 hours just waiting to get on for your turn. So you got to factor in all that time. And so, yeah. So now it will be 30 minutes.
Really,
but,
Do they really have fluffers?
No, they don't have fluffers. But I will say people do what they want to do when they want to do it. Put it that way. Like, I have no problem telling this nigga, pull your dick out. Let me see what I'm getting into. Let me see. Pull it out. And, you know, other girls have no problem. Like, okay, let me practice and see if I can take it. Or, you know, just whatever the situation may be. But, no, there's no fluffers.
That got to be a hell of a warm-up session. That's a hell of a warm-up session.
I have a question.
Hey, Snickers, I was going over my lines right quick, and I was just wondering. I'll stick my dick in you just to see, you know, how long I can last.
Have you had that?
Yes, I've had it.
Wow.
That
might
be ashamed of that, so...
Have
Money,
you ever
had
sex?
Question.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions, but I'm going to start off with this one. Okay, have you ever had sex and did not enjoy it? Like, it was painful you had to keep on that face like you was enjoying it? Or did they audio your pain out, like take your pain out and have
it? I had to suck it up like a pro and keep going, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got another question. Mm. How about, have you ever been with women on your pornos? Just or is it just men?
Oh, I have a lesbian film as well.
You ain't see the promo I put up?
No, I haven't done it either.
Oh, man, that girl laying on that big old ass. I'm like, look, you bitch. Oh, I'm sorry.
So were you into women before you got into this line of business, or did you
I believe women are beautiful. I believe women are beautiful.
Before.
They're very sexy to me.
Oh, okay.
That's what's up. Now, what state you say you will stay in?
You did not say, but I think that was for a reason.
Yeah, look at this nigga.
Okay,
they trying to find out what state you stay in.
Now, I have a question. I have one more question. Well, I have several.
I'm listening.
Do you keep a list of all of the men that you had sex with, or all the people that you had sex with?
For the porno industry?
Yes.
Or in general?
Both.
In general, no, I don't have a list. But for the porno industry, you kind of... You it's not that you make a list, but then you can't forget them either. So it's more so, you know.
Okay, there was a situation. I followed Mr. Marcus. He's like with my man, like for real. But he supposedly had like STDs and was still screwing and all of that. I don't know what has happened with the whole situation with your having to get tested and everything like that, but do they still just go by the paperwork, or?
Yes, you're supposed to, before any shoot, you have to have your paperwork within the last 10 to 15 days saying that you've been tested.
Okay. Now, have you ever had sex with somebody who had an odor problem?
I have no problem. I have no problem telling you go wash your balls.
Women too.
Zach can tell you. I tell the female in a second. Come on, baby, let's go get in this shower. And I will get that bitch a white washcloth. And if that white washcloth don't look good after I got done, she got done washing her ass. No, I cannot. No, I'm not having no fun with you.
Ooh.
You can go sit down somewhere.
You know, I remember you mentioned that before. The last time you was here, if I just wash my ass, what does it matter what the towel look like? You know I'm clean now.
I mean, coming from women, the women that's online, you know what I'm trying to say. We have crevices. We have nooks and crannies.
Yeah.
With that being said, she could say she just washed her ass, but a white towel tells all.
Right.
Did he just say that?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I'm like a motherfucker. When they clean up.
Right. You just wash me.
I just watched you. I watched
you personally.
You just
watched me, so what does it matter what the damn towel look like now?
That's
all I'm saying.
If that towel is
dingy,
if that white towel is now dingy after you just got done washing your ass, I'm not fucking with you.
But you know my ass is clean now.
No, this is what she's saying.
Oh, that. No, go
she's
ahead.
Saying that you done already said you washed your ass. And she said, well, let's go take another shower. And if she take another shower with you after you done said you washed your ass and it's not looking right, the towel not looking right, then she ain't fucking with you because you didn't wash up right the first time or you was lying. Either way.
Bingo. Bingo.
There you go.
Well, see, Snickers, you got to understand, he had an episode a couple of years back, you know, a long, long time ago, where she made him jump in the shower when he felt some kind of way. So he gets emotional about that.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that means it wasn't done properly. You gotta talk. You gotta make it seem kinky in some form or fashion, like it's sexy or something. You can't just like go get your nuts in some water. You can't just say it just to be saying it. You gotta sugarcoat it just a little bit.
Okay, let me ask. Very first movie. Was you nervous at all?
Yes, I was very nervous. Yeah, it was kind of crazy. I was actually intimidating the girls, and I had no idea why I was intimidating the girls when I was the one who was nervous as hell.
Well, you had a demeanor about yourself. You have that demeanor about yourself. You know, it's like, you know, like I say, you come across like, I mean, you hold your tongue for no one, you know, and it's like, you know, you got that Gary mentality in you. So it's like, when you go, you go.
Right.
So it's like that. I can pretty much see. Why they would get intimidated. I can see that. Like I said, I did my homework. You know, you got to do your research. You got to do your research, people. So I had to go and watch the movie. So I had to do my research.
Of course you did.
Yes, I did a lot of research. I think I got to do about 15 of them before. No. And I mean, I looked at it, I'm like, she don't look nervous at all. Like, you had that cup in your hand.
I be fucked up on the low.
Yeah, I seen that cup, and it was like, you like, motherfucker. Now, it was one of them, man. It was one you actually really had me laughing. It was like, I'm like, she fucked up right here. You like, I mean, you got your words out, but I was like, she's smirking. I mother, look, you Snickers, bitch. I know, they like, cut. Cut.
No, they don't care. To them, that's the show.
Oh, goodness. Have any other women tried to sabotage you or anything?
Excuse me?
You know, have any other women tried to, you know, you said they seem intimidated. Have they ever tried to, like, sabotage you or something like that? You know.
Oh, yes.
I'm not gonna speak on her name, so they could get the top spot or something.
Yeah, I got it's one star. I'm not gonna speak on her name. She does a lot of what you want to call house parties. She's a stripper as well, and some of the guys who were, she was trying to get them booking or whatever. Like, and she was going through. She befriended me on Facebook. And did a lot of, you know, friending a lot of, you know, my little fans on Facebook or whatever. And she was going in and she was sending them trailers of our shoots. But she didn't know she was so much. She was sending them to my cousin. She actually sent one to my father. Didn't even know she was doing it. She actually, and then some of the scenes, some of the ones, like, it was out of area. Like in like Benton Harbor, Michigan, or something like that. She would tell them, "Yeah, we're booking. You can come get me and Snickers, but we need a deposit." And they would send her money, thinking that they're gonna get both of us, or she'll just skip out on them. So then they're looking at me like, "Hey, bitch, what my? Hey, I paid for you. I'm gonna come kick your ass. I'm gonna kill you, bitch." And I'm like, "Wait, whoa!" So I had to go ahead and put a PBA out. Like, can nobody book me but Snickers? So if you got booked, if you think you booked Snickers through somebody else, you did not book me. So it can't.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
Oh, haters everywhere. It's haters everywhere.
Man, I gotta be. But think about it, man. I would be pissed off too. I'm like, okay, well, you know, I got Snickers and old girl coming. Where your girl?
Right.
Oh, she couldn't make it.
And
she's
then she
sick.
Give him some sick and some dumbass excuse on why I wasn't there or not show up at all.
Mm-hmm.
And ran off with their money.
Mm-mm. It's a sucker every day.
Right. Man.
Goodness.
And I, you know, but all bullshit aside, you do know you have quite a following.
I'm aware. I love the virtual mushy shit. I'm aware.
Wow, okay. Well, see, that's why I need you on SinCityRadioShow.com. You know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to set your own little personal group up. That's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to set your own personal group up. So that way you can do whatever you want. And you have free range of being able to say who you want in your group, who you don't want in your group. You can't kick me and Father Time out, though, because it's our site. So, yeah. Father Time been making too many little comments. But he will make a lot of comments.
Long as he's not disrespectful. I don't mind.
He ain't disrespectful at all. Your phone will be going off at 2:17 in the morning, though. Just looking at your pictures. Me and my bottle of Jergens.
Not Jergens. Can you use the Vaseline?
I don't even think he used Vaseline. Which one was it?
Petroleum.
That motherfucker they eat.
Petroleum jelly. That's what it was. Oh, he went straight old school.
That motherfucker done got so good, I don't even think he need to use nothing now. He just, here we go.
Just dry.
His hands just smooth.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
Oh, my goodness.
This is crazy. I mean, because it's like you, I'm waiting to see a new one. I ain't going to lie. Come on, toddler, get to walking. Mama got to go back to work.
There's some still sitting on the editing table as we speak. So they'll be coming out slowly but surely. Yes. Some that I did maybe not even a year ago. They're still sitting on the editing table. They just pushing the ones that, you know.
Okay. I got to ask you.
There's some still sitting on the editing table.
How crazy is it when you start seeing memes of you? I mean, you didn't create them. It's just like people just start crazy. Because for a minute, your memes was just like viral. Like, especially the one where the old boy had you up in the air. I mean, that one just
went
viral.
Oh, the handstand?
Yeah, that one went viral.
That was the first one that took me for a loop. That was one of the very first ones. That was actually my very first one I ever did with Magic Production.
Man, do you know you had every big girl, I mean, every big, thick girl in America trying to do that? He picked Snickers up, you weak punk, you weak-ass motherfucker. Wait a minute.
Oh,
everybody and their mama had that blue dress on and them white shoes. What you got that on for? I'm feeling like Snickers today. What? I ain't even seen a meme. What you talking about? Pick me up. Wait, hold on, motherfucker. Snickers no way 407. What is you doing? Mm.
Mm.
I mean, it went crazy. I know you had to hear it. I mean, that motherfucker went viral, y'all. Y'all seen it. Y'all probably just didn't know it was her. But I'll guarantee if you got a Facebook page, you've seen it. If you got any type of social media page, you've seen it. It was just like, it was, it, And when I say it took off, you've seen it everywhere. I mean, you've seen every, any girl that weighed over 200 pounds, damn, they posted that damn thing. And I'm not bullshit.
Yeah, they captioned it. They took the picture and captioned it different ways several times. But I know what you're talking about. I have it in my archive.
Oh, man. And then the classic one, the one with you and the old girl laying next to each other. I'm like, I done seen so many different captions on that one. I'm like, God damn. I mean, I know they got to be crazy. I mean, it got to be fun in a way, but at the same time, got to be crazy.
It is. It is. When you're just scrolling through your nose feed and out of nowhere, you see yourself. You be like, oh, my God, when did this happen? Yeah, it is. and fingers crossed, not a relative seen it yet.
Oh, my goodness. How do your relatives feel about you being in this industry?
Oh,
look, you just made my hands feel some type of way when you asked that question. Let's just be honest. My family is not happy about it coming from a religious background that I have. My grandfather's actually a pastor. So let's put it this way. It was underground for a very, very long time until those memes started coming out and old girl sending the trailers to family members and stuff like that, because I was like kind of low-key for years with it. So if you wasn't on in the internet looking for it, going to Pornhub looking for pornos, you know, you didn't really know anything about it. So but when they started spreading out, then it was like, okay, I just got to face the music. And they, you know, some of them, they understand, get your money, it is what it is. Unfriend me on Facebook because I don't want to see the shit. I have a few of them who just don't agree with it. I have a few who have disowned me because of it. But
my mama had a blessed soul. She had a blessed soul out. Every time I come home, Jesus.
Just with this show alone, it's like, people who say things and I, you know, it gets back to, you know, my people and they like, oh my God, you said all that? And, you know, it's like, so I can just imagine on a way grander scale than I am. So I know I hear some shit. I mean, why you gonna talk about world politics and all that? I don't want to talk about no damn world politics. So I know you gotta be really. I mean, but other than let's just say we know the family part. What is the other downside to it, or is it another downside to it?
Oh yes, you got all the goofies who think just because you did porno, you're escorting. they hit you up. Can I? How much is it for a good time? Type of goofies. The disrespectful ones, the ones who will hit you because you don't give them no play. Oh fuck you, you fat bitch. they can get very disrespectful. I don't see why you acting so stuck up. I just seen three niggas run a train on you. Oh, they are very disrespectful when they don't get their way.
That is crazy.
So let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this more towards the guy. How does he feel when like y'all walking down the street and a motherfucker recognize you and might give you a compliment or something? You know what I mean? Has he ever told you how that makes him feel? Or does he feel a certain type of way?
Yeah, he's gotten a little backlash about the situation. You cuffed that thought. Some dumb stuff, or a lot of men swearing up and down that they had their way with me, trying to make him feel some type of way because they're angry with me. Because I won't give him any play. So he's discussed how he felt about it. But, again, we didn't do nothing but pick up and move to a whole other state where nobody really know me like that off front here. But at home in Gary or Chicago area, I can't go to many places without somebody noticing me.
So what about the guys? What about the guys that genuinely like, okay, like if I saw you, I'd be like, man, can I take a picture with you? I mean, do he get mad about that?
No, no. Because if I like you, if we cool, like if we like, if I like you, we cool. He can tell the difference if I've known you for a very long time or the respect level. Because I have no problem tell you, yeah, that'd be $20. Like, but if I like him, like me and you know, like if it's me and you, Zach, no, we can take a picture all day. So if he know if I didn't have my hand out for like for some money, he know okay, that must be somebody she fuck with the long way. So he know he could tell the difference. But if I ask you for some money, then he know okay, that's just a fan. That's somebody she don't really, you know. But he don't care. I got paid for it.
Okay. What about, okay. Now, speaking of which. Go ahead, because I'm going to get on her ass in a minute. But go ahead.
I
got a ball
to
pick with you.
I just wanted to ask, you know, when you're with guys or even girls on the set, you know, have they ever gotten personal? Like, they actually wanted to date you, you know, off the set?
Yes. Yes, they have.
Is that something that happened? What'd you say?
I said, hey, you see all that ass she got on her? I was just, hey, Snickers, what you doing when you get off? I thought maybe you'd go have a cocktail or something.
That's exactly what they say.
Because I'm guessing it's a whole different, I mean, because y'all, it's like a different, that's work to y'all. This, I mean, I understand. I mean, it's still probably pleasurable. But that's work to y'all, you know, but. You know, I know a motherfucker, you know, they probably want to see, like, okay, they probably want to get the sensuous side of you because it's like you a gangster on that motherfucking when they come down to that motherfucking porno shit. You straight gangster. Motherfucker. Fuck right, motherfucker. Damn, what? I fuck right. But so I can imagine they want to see the sensual side to you, like, okay, you know, can I just lay her down, kiss on it, you know? All these lights ain't on, you know. Then it got probably got to pop in their mind, but yeah, I did have sex with her, but I want to do more. So it's like, you like, all right, give my money, bitch. See ya.
Hey.
I know that's
but he right.
You gonna learn today.
But he right. Business is business. That's how I be. Like, ain't no after set shit. I want my money. And it's time for me to go.
Right. I had one guy stalk me about the situation. He created multiple fake pages. I'm a producer. Want to know how did you like working with such and such, such and such? And I'm like, why do you care? Like. I just want to know so I could book you. Okay, well, if you're going to book me, book me. Why does it matter how I felt about another person? Like, I don't understand what you're asking me. So he just got beyond ridiculous about the situation. He had multiple pages on Instagram trying to get a hold of me, and it was crazy. It was actually kind of scary a little bit. But I learned to catch on when it's him and when it's not him.
Okay, I got another question. Have you ever been in a situation they like cut and that motherfucker's like, fuck that, I gotta keep going?
Yes.
That would be me. And cut. Taz, I said cut. Wait a minute, motherfucker, keep the camera rolling.
I couldn't see it happen. I couldn't see me being in the middle of something and it's good. And you tell me to stop, change position?
Yeah.
I could probably change position, but I ain't gonna be able to stop. I don't think so.
What do you do when it was a situation like that? I mean, they cut, hey, cut. Y'all going hard, and they cut.
If it's not very pleasurable, if it's something that somebody I really not to, you know, bonding with in that fashion, I don't mind.
I'm not getting up. I'm just letting it be known. I'm not getting up. I'm telling you right now, my debut gonna be a motherfucker. Can't work with this guy. This guy is unprofessional. He's very unprofessional. I'm not getting up.
Oh, my God.
I'm seeing. I'll be sitting. Why? I'll be. What my guy say? I'll be licking my chops. Mm-hmm. I finally got Snickers. Ready, Cass? Yes, I am. I'm calling that motherfucker butt booty ass. Hey, mother, put your clothes back on. Oh, I'm sorry.
<Mm-mm>.
Anytime you take your clothes off yet, I'm just saying.
That gotta be hard because you wet. You all wet. I mean, especially if it's somebody that's good. It's actually good. And you into it, your shit wet, then you just gotta stop. You know, not my shit drying all up. You know, how you get back into it? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, nah, you just pissed me off. Now nah, I done got irritated.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what do you do?
Did we lose her?
Please don't tell me that.
We
having technical difficulties, Snicker?
I don't think we lost her.
Oh.
She might have pushed me with
her.
How did
she
get?
Mm-hmm. She probably quit folding like butter.
Shut your mouth.
What was that?
Shut your mouth. No, you did not.
Put you on blast.
She sure
well,
did, but it's
out,
okay, though. It's okay.
I'm
check
still
this out. While we try to figure out what's going on, we gonna go to my boy, man. I got an up and coming artist coming out. I mean, well, I ain't gonna say I got him coming out, but it's my guy Slim, man. We got one of these songs that he got, and we gonna get into this. I want y'all to give me some feedback on this. We're going to start at Can't Be Mad at the... No, you know what? Yeah, we're going to start with that one. Can't Be Mad at These Hoes. All right, y'all. We'll be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't be mad at these hoes, nigga. Across the street, next door to Mr. Reese and Mama. Really was shit, that a problem solving Keisha. Y'all said this all my dick, but it was cool. Did you stay in school? Cop a straight A's, even got a little dude. But dude, he went about that right though. Started selling Katie, then graduated the way from now. Nursing, ain't no her agenda. Fucking niggas for bricks, is where he about to send her. River, that's her name, and she was tripping. Hitting niggas for licks, then licking on they bitches. To get laid, even when the family couldn't pay.
You can't be mad at these hoes, nigga. You can't be mad at these hoes, nigga. You can't be mad at these hoes, nigga. You can't be mad at these hoes, nigga.
See, east side of Cleveland, bullied by Tasha, but his mama didn't believe him. But his daddy told him hit that hoe back. Grab her by her head to that bitch, I'll never grow back. Now that's domestic battery and trainer Steve. Backslapped his baby mama named Jamie, cuz that app she had was online dating. Now she about to truly write a statement. Damn, she said I was just lying in the bed when Steve came and just cracked me in my head. Oh my God, I hope my daughter didn't hear. And did I mention Steve was drinking spirits? Period. Damn, nah, Steve facing 4 years serving to him. Even Chris Brown should have knew.
You can't be mad at these hoes, nigga. You can't be mad at these hoes, nigga. You can't be mad at these hoes, nigga. You can't be mad at these hoes, nigga.
Y'all, welcome back. See, we got Snickers. You back with us?
I'm here.
Okay, there we go. There we
oh,
go. There we
that
go.
Made me nervous.
You can't be mad at these hoes, nigga. What y'all think? What y'all think? Y'all digging it?
It was cool. It was cool. When he took my That's my.
I love that hook. That hook gets me every time, right?
Yes, that was me right there.
You can't be mad at these old niggas.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I like that.
Shout out to my boy Slim, a.k.a. Kush.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Kush is the one that made that.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, tell him I see him.
Man, oh, man, did his thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised.
Yeah, that's a catchy hook, and everybody's going to be singing it.
Hey, Snickers, when that motherfucker backed up, yeah, that's what I want you to tell him.
That's me right there.
Well, we want you to do this scene right here, but we only got 2,000.
We're not doing that.
You gonna learn today. We gonna have everybody. Watch. Hey, I'm telling y'all, we gonna have everybody around here this summer saying that.
Mm-hmm.
When y'all hear, y'all know y'all heard it here first. Can't be mad at the moles, nigga.
Not at all.
Yeah.
It's gonna be all right.
Baby, let me ask you. I mean, your long term goal. I mean, as far as I know, you know that you know. I mean, we all know we can't do what we trying to do forever. So, I mean, do you see yourself like getting behind the camera at some point?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Well, you gotta hurry up because I ain't got nothing but a couple good. I got probably 2 good years left. We're gonna have to do something quick.
Yes, I do. I kind of got a knack for recruiting females, so yeah.
So how do you get started in something like that? I mean, where do you even begin? I mean, I know you know a lot of the people in the business, so where do you even begin for something like that?
I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was actually in the stripper world beforehand. So with that comes along with you meet everybody doing that. So, but if you just want to get in it, basically you just go get your paperwork saying that you're clean and find you a producer, somebody, an established producer, because everybody want to scream their producer. The first thing you ask is where can I see your work? If they don't have any work to show you, you know they're all fraud. They're nobody.
Mm-hmm. So, I got my work on my phone. Hold on, I'll bring it up.
On my cell phone.
See, exactly.
Fraud.
You know, it's a little low budget, but you know, we got it's the same thing.
I think we all got some of them videos out there. Them phone videos.
So I guess if I came to you that I'm gonna hear that those famous words.
Right. Oh,
damn, man. I mean, you gotta. I mean, for real. I Can I get invited to a shoot? I mean, I just want to get invited to a movie shoot. I ain't gonna touch nobody. I just want to get invited.
He said, "I'm not gonna touch nobody."
Right. Right.
Not unless they say it's okay.
Right.
Right.
Unless that ain't wrong.
She put her booty on my hand. I didn't do nothing.
Man, I don't even know why I'm sitting there. Like, I be running around that motherfucker like Benny Hill. Niggas be like, sit your ass down. You ain't never coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness.
I can see me right now. Shit. I mean, I know it don't faze you no more. I mean, you done been through it and done it all. Shit, what, 20, 30 movies under your belt? But shit, you couldn't. I'd be like, get in the candy store in there. You couldn't, man. A motherfucking pussy running around me, and I'd be like, Snickers, can I touch her?
And that's the funny part, because that's the funny part, because I'm more excited about filming with new females than I am when it's come down to filming with new men. I'll be wanting to be like, can I rub on you? Can I put the oil on you? Can I? Yeah, I'm that one. I'm like a kid in a candy store when it comes down to the females. I don't know why. I am.
Man.
So let me ask you a question, because I ain't never been on a porno set, but what do y'all do in between takes?
Fuck.
What do you mean?
You that?
No, I mean, like, okay, let's put it away. Between takes, basically sometimes it's just one straight take for your shoot. But between scenes with other people, like while somebody else is filming, the other person is in the shower, you know, preparing themselves, shaving or doing hair in or makeup or getting oiled up. Or like he said, fucking practicing.
Man, do you know
I
will be practicing all day. Do you know, man? Hey, you want to go over my lines with me? Okay, you ready? Yeah. Suck this dick, bitch. Okay, now you go. I mean, because the line.
Your turn.
Like I said. Right, we ain't got that milkman and the motherfucker, like I told you. We ain't got that cool motherfucker with that curl. Okay, I got to know this one thing. Why do all the dudes keep their boots and gym shoes on? What is that?
It's more so they're trying to establish a trademark.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? More so trying to establish who they are as a character amongst from everybody else. Because everybody can get naked. Well, I forgot what's his name, he keeps his hats on during sex. The one who keeps his boots on during, he always wears Timberlands in every video he has.
Where's the market?
Yeah, I seen that dude.
Yeah, that's
that
him.
Motherfucker don't never keep his shoes on.
Yeah, that's him establishing his character. So when you see him, you may not have seen his face at first, but you know him by them boots. That's him establishing his identity.
I'm like, that motherfucker keep them boots on. And have a Christmas set of Timberlands on every rib. My God damn. I ain't even mad at him, though. I thought, I'm like, damn, well, maybe he just needs some grip. I don't, what the fuck? Got to go with him, man, I'm telling you, I could not be on the set. I'm serious. I could not. I already know what's gonna be going through my mind.
You'll be a well fuck bitch when I turn you a loop.
Every time. Man, every time.
So do you do your own makeup and pick out your own outfits and all of that?
It depends on the producer. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
I thought she was about to ask you, do you do your own stunts?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Oh, Lord. Man, this is like, you know, I could talk to you all day about this. But seriously, when are you going to take me on a set? I want to go.
Now, I have a question for real. I had talked to a friend of mine, and they told me that the men have to put cocaine, rub a penis down with cocaine to keep it hard.
That's not true.
I don't even know how that works.
So
I don't know
either. That they have to do it, or it's not true that it happens at all?
No.
So that's a porn
I've never seen
myth.
That.
Now your
that's
dick sniffing cocaine? What is going
right.
on? I don't know. I don't know.
I mean,
it's not going to
get numb.
For them to have to fuck as long as they do, as much as they do, that they have it has to stay hard. In order for it to stay hard, they use cocaine and
I've
ice
never
cubes.
Seen that happen.
I don't see how cocaine on your dick don't keep it hard.
Not on your dick. I don't know.
I know,
right?
Right.
You just stuck it through the little hole? Goddamn.
I don't know. It was just something that was told to me.
I mean,
and
I've always
did they do it before?
Mr.
How
Marcus
do they know?
From the beginning.
Did they do it before? How do they know?
I don't know. I guess it's just a connoisseur of videos, and I don't know. I know that I've always watched Mr. Marcus, so I wondered, like, with how did he keep it, you know? And then we had a conversation about it, and I was told that this is how they do it. They take pills, they snort, they rub a penis down with cocaine, they use ice cubes on their balls, and I'm like, what?
I've never seen none of that. I've seen that they fucked basically, and if he nutted early, then they'll take like a 20-minute or 30-minute break, and then get him back erect, and then flip it as if it was a new position, but it'll still be the same shoot. But I have never seen no ice or cocaine or anything like that being used.
I'll tell you what.
You put me in a porno.
That motherfucking director's going to have to do a whole lot of splitting. Because I'll be busted early than a motherfucker. I'm with a porno. Cut! This motherfucker, he came again. God damn it.
Every 3 minutes. 30. God damn it.
Oh, not 3 minutes. If that was true, women would have found that out a long time ago. We would have been rubbing cocaine on dicks all over the place.
Right.
Yeah. We'd be back.
I hope I be your dealer.
Hell no, I'm going to rub that shit on his dick, girl. Yeah.
Let me
hours.
Be your dealer. Please let me be your dealer.
Wow.
I be fucking around selling keys. Fuck with all these women out here.
Exactly.
Hell yeah, they be buying dope.
Look here,
you be having old white ladies. Look here, Harold just is not getting it up anymore. Do you have? Okay, I'm gonna need a $50 bag of. I need it pure now because Harold hasn't had an erection in like 2 years. Really?
Oh my goodness.
Hey, but dude, let me ask you this though. Do the guys do they pop Viagra and shit like that?
I tell one who he did, yes. And then he wouldn't nut at all, so it was crazy. So we had to pretend like we had to fake the nut as if he did, yes.
Damn, he couldn't bust?
No.
Yeah,
and he had two girls and still couldn't get it together. So we had to fake
it. Man, I'd have been, like, next! Next!
Okay, so... Okay, have you had sex with a man who has done gay porn?
No, not that I know of.
No. So I'm about to say, I answered the question for you. No, don't do that.
I mean, I know there's men out there who say that they're not gay, but they do gay porn because they get paid more than regular porn.
I wouldn't admit it.
That motherfucker lied to you. He gay.
I didn't have sex with him, so it don't matter to me. Thank the Lord.
No, I mean, I ain't saying you did, but I'm just saying, if a motherfucker sit there and try,
you got to, I'm just saying, you got to be the dumbest motherfucker in the world. Just say, all right. You know what I'm saying? Man, you know what? Like I said, I could talk to you all night about this, but I know you got things you got to do. I know you got to get back and be a wifey. I'd be glad when you hurry up and get your ass back on the motherfucking scene, but nevertheless, Miss Snickers, it's been beautiful having you on here. It's been beautiful. So, I mean,
Houston over there with a dick in his hand right now talking about this.
I'm trying to figure out, can we get a time frame? next year, 6 months. Matter of fact, can you just send me the unedited version of the one that y'all are doing now?
He said, don't even edit it. Just send him the right.
You ain't got to edit it. You ain't got to. Just send it to I promise I won't show nobody. No, my brother, you got to get your own.
Well, you ain't got to share with the brothers. What about your sisters? You going to let us see?
For small. Hey, it's going
to
cost you.
I'm telling you the truth. I don't even have access to it until it comes out.
And she might want to get back into it by producing instead of being on the set. Maybe, she might want to change it up now.
How do I audition?
Well, hold on a second, y'all. Let me ask you one quick question. Now, have you ever had a first timer? You ever done a scene with somebody like this, they first porn?
A female, yes.
Oh, but you never had a guy?
No.
Man, I bet she ate her ass up alive. Come on, bitch. You gonna say Snickers
I did
today?
I did.
I bet you was like a motherfucker in prison. Yeah, I'm gonna be your friend. On them goddamn lights went on. I got your ass now, bitch. Okay, y'all. Okay. I know you got things to do. I don't want to hold you up. So, hey, you got any last words? Matter of fact, anything for anybody who's inspiring to do this? You got anything you would tell them?
Inform your family first. That's it. The next do you. That's it.
Alright, man. It's been beautiful. It's been beautiful having you on here, man. Hey, you know you ain't no stranger to Sin City. So, hey, like I said, I'm serious. I'm going to create that group for you.
Okay.
For you. I'm going to send you your password and everything. And, hey, you can take it from there. I mean, we'll rap about it. You know what I mean? We'll get down about it.
Okay. Nice.
That's
thanks for
up.
Having me.
Nice.
Oh,
talking
man,
to you.
Nice
talking to you.
Y'all ladies, y'all can hit my box. Go ahead and do that.
Yes, I will. You best believe it.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, I travel.
She didn't say nothing about us.
Too.
Do you
I
like white
it.
Women? Okay.
Who me?
A,
oh, yes.
Know.
Yes.
I like
pizza. Okay,
yes.
I'll hit you up. Don't worry.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Don't feed me with a good time. Don't do that.
Wait till she get on Sin City. I'm hooking her shit up tonight. I'm finna go steal pictures off her damn page and everything. Y'all motherfuckers,
okay.
Facebook ain't getting this luxury. Shit.
Okay.
Okay. I gotta go, you guys. Talk to you guys later.
All right.
Now.
Have a good night.
All right. Thanks.
Have a good one.
You too.
That's what's up, y'all. That's what's up, man. And lots of fun. And lots of fun. But
yes,
hey, check
this
out, y'all.
I did too.
My boy, I got another song that I wanted to play for y'all. My guy Slim, aka Kush. Nah, we gonna go. Well, matter of fact, before I even play it, we got any fellas on here? All the fellas gone. I would say, fuck it. Y'all ain't let us talk to him. Nope, I ain't let no dude talk.
I'm here.
I don't care. Oh,
he's got to keep Snickers all to himself.
Right, yeah. Right.
Right. They may. It's going to be okay. It's going to be
here.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm here.
Oh, Marley. Oh, man, Marley.
Marley, I'm here. I try to get on earlier, but you know, I know. I mean, having Marley on there take over the show, you know what I'm saying? And having niggas want to call me after the show and all that stuff. I know it's kind of hard to deal with.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, hold on, y'all. What, my fucker got my
whispering?
Man calling in? Nah.
I said, who's whispering?
That's what I was saying. Like, hold on. Somebody over there begging. Can you give me some? Give me some. My dick is rock hard right now. I can't.
Right now.
Did you just hear her?
What's happening, brother?
Niggas, look at her picture.
What's going on, Taz? Chilling, man.
Hi, Slim.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing? I didn't know you was doing it like that, baby.
Oh, man, you know, just a little something, you know, that y'all enjoy.
Oh,
my man, Taz, you know what I'm saying? Fresh off the million views listening. I appreciate, you know, put the little fella like myself on.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. I didn't know you had it like that.
Mm. Yeah. I didn't know I had it like that either. I went to that studio and heard myself. I said, is that me? I'm like, oh, girl, I'm hustling this flow. Like, what?
Oh, shit now.
Sounds good, though. Sounds good.
Yeah. Did y'all get the message of the song, though? I wasn't actually calling, you know. It wasn't like an actual disrespectful song. It's just, you know, like the first verse.
You got the message. You would have got cussed out a long time ago before you even started speaking.
That's one of them, you know, when you mad at something. Somebody did something. You just can't be mad at these hoes. Just let it go.
You got that right. He got that from
just me. Let it go. So that was somebody made y'all mad at you. I'm sending that song to you. As soon as you and the guy, you know, you be in the car with your dude or something, and he talking, just put that song on.
I wish a motherfucker would if I'm going off on a motherfucker. She talking about, I'm going to smack that shit out you.
I'm Chris Brown use it. That's gonna be my new thing right there.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm good at saying anyway.
Uh huh.
No.
You just gave me a song to sing to it.
Oh yeah. Most definitely.
All right, man, we going to go into the other song or what?
Which one you going to play, Kev?
Okay, man, I got to play this one. This for them little motherfuckers. This for the little niggas. That Guns and Butter, baby. We going to go into Guns and Butter.
You know, little nigga can be anybody.
Right, you ain't got to just be under 21 to be a little nigga.
Yeah, yeah. You can be 35 and be a little nigga, so... If any young viewers out there, you know, it ain't just for, you know, somebody that's 18 or 19. You can be 48.
Well,
I'm
saying it's for you little bastards. Yeah, I'm saying shit. Little motherfuckers.
I'm
going
to say that
because
I'm trying to sell a couple of records.
Oh, okay. All right, y'all. Here go my man Slim. Guns and Butter, baby. Guns and Butter.
What's the butter?
What's the butter?
Cars, clothes, jewelry, all that other bullshit that don't mean shit after you buy it. That's what it's all about. Guns and butter, baby. Little dumb motherfucker.
Look at this nigga with a damn tongue ring. Fuck niggas, be the shit that I don't like. Nigga, to your eyes, what I seen with a straight sight, bitch nigga. Wash your bitches like it's whole life. When I get you, nigga, best believe it's gonna be your sight. I don't fuck with Instagram photos. Niggas wearing eye rings and hollering, no homo. Twitter type beef ain't shit to me. I fuck around and put the whole clip to him. Then the brother turn up, supposedly, it'll come close to me. I put holes in me, cause these young niggas ain't fighting. I learned that when I was dying. Heard with Craig, that's down the first Friday, and he ain't even like it. So heads will whoop his ass, heads will whoop his ass. Stomp his ass out by the dog shit in the grass. Know my nigga Cash, you think this a game? Thinking this shit is so sweet, I'm just saying, you get whacked, you get touched by the Mac. Just cause you done that don't give you no pass. Whoop a slap in your ass.
Let's go.
Gee, I would've do it when nobody fucking with us. Coming from that valley, every hood a little bitter. I can't trust no bitch cause they might just trick it. I do it on my own like LeBron James, nigga, about that issue. Street money getter, coming from the east side, G-Block, nigga. Market bird wish, street money getter. Coming from the east, it's just one way killer. I don't fuck with these little niggas,
nope.
I don't fuck with these little niggas, put no trust in these little niggas. So I can't fuck with these little niggas. Yo, lean, gon' get it poppin' with your Facebook beat. But how you run us up with the tight ass jeans? Look at this nigga with a damn tongue ring. I don't fuck with these little niggas. I don't fuck with these little niggas. Put no trust in these little niggas. So I can't fuck with these little nigga niggas. Smoke your weed and suck your lean. Gon' get it poppin' with your Facebook beat. But how you run us up with the tight ass jeans? Look at this nigga with a damn tongue ring. Put his motherfucking ass off in the trunk. Keep tookin' that bullshit. I don't give a fuck. I'ma lay ass up, then say ass down. Motherfucker ground, cause what dice ain't gold, but the pull a kick door. What the fuck they niggas here really took me for? Why the been through it all? Love from a brawl, life in the hands of the fucking avalanche.
Breathe,
now they wanna stall. Two holes in my lung, get some blood in my throat. I'm a bad line more, nigga, I ain't gon' choke. Hold up, I got an AK mini with the hollow points in it. Make a bitch nigga feel really, really, really critical. Individual, I don't fuck with these little niggas. I don't fuck with these little niggas. Puts no trust in these little niggas. So I can't fuck with these little nigga. Smoke your weed, sip your lean. Gon' get it poppin' with your Facebook beat. But how you run us up with the tight ass jeans? Look at this nigga with a damn tongue ring. I don't fuck with these little niggas. I don't fuck with these little niggas. Puts no trust in these little niggas. So I can't fuck with these little nigga. Smoke your weed, sip your lean. Gon' get it poppin' with your Facebook beat. But how you run us up with the tight ass jeans? Look at this nigga with a damn tongue ring.
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you.
Yeah. Look. G.I. Ain't no little niggas. Sensei. Ain't no little niggas. Screw face. Ain't no little niggas. Ivan Ho. Ain't no little niggas.
Butter, you got any last words?
Tibber getting
I enjoy myself tonight. Hope to see y'all tomorrow. I mean, next week.
All right. Candy, you got any last words?
I enjoy the show. I like the music. It's pretty good here. Talk to you guys next week.
All right. Janine?
Well, hold on. Stay on the line. Go ahead, dog.
Janine, you got any last words?
Yeah, it was a good show. Good talking with Snickers. I'm going to hit up. I want to be on the producing side.
Me too.
And I love the songs, everything. It was a good show. Talk to y'all next week.
That's what's up. Marley.
All right. Good show. You know what I'm saying? Good music. Maybe Snickers may be able to hit me up on SinCityRadioShow.com. Give me so she can have an understudy.
All right, we got Swim.
Yeah, you know, Sin City, ain't no little niggas, you know what I'm saying? Say that in the song, shout out to Sin City, man. Appreciate y'all playing that, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna forget where I came from. I've been hearing the show. So I'm gonna definitely remember where I came from.
Go ahead, man.
So, all right, y'all. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening. SinCityRadioShow.com. We need y'all to go on that. Hit us up. Make a page. Do what y'all got to do. But, hey, check this out. Don't nobody hang up because I'm going to leave y'all with his last song. My man got it singing on right here. Never Love. So we're gonna get into that right quick. So, like I said, SinCityRadioShow.com. Oh, shout out to Miss Snickers. Love you, baby. Glad you came. Oh, you know, you're welcome anytime. All right, y'all. Here we go. My last song
for the night,
Slim.
Hold on, man. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. SinCityRadioShow.com.
I said that also.
Peace, love, and hair grease. God bless.
I'm
good night.
I'm not saying that. All right, y'all.
This is Forever Be and 42 production.
We can never love, we can never love, we can never love. Never love, we can 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 never love. We can never love, we can never. I'm done chipping down, pippin' knees up. Someone to do the right thing, but you know it's hard to be a good man, raise a family when these wretched assholes just won't let me be. So I'm done chipping down, pippin' knees up. I wanna do the right thing, but you know it's hard to be a good man, raise a family when these wretched assholes just won't let me be. Bitch, don't come around my whole crew talking that shit about how I'm fucking you. Then you call my cell phone while she home. Now I gotta hear this shit in my home. Many side hoes tripping dog like bait cake. I don't say them damn hoes, pippin' myself straight. Cause ever since anime didn't eat the cake, man, these wretched ass hoes been feeling some type of way. I guess that's how the game goes when the toes curl. When you suckin' on some pussy that ain't your main hoe. See, sometimes I sit and think about what you did, how you used to take the dick, lick a dick, spit. But now I got a hoe bitch in my crib, chicken cheese on the weekends with my kids. And I'll be goddamn if I lose everything I work for, hoe, because of you. So I'm done trippin' down, pippin' knees, hoes. I wanna do the right thing, but you know it's hard to be a good man, raise a family when these wretched assholes just won't let me be. So I'm done tripping down, pimping these hoes. I wanna do the right thing, but you know it's hard to be a good man, raise a family when these wretched assholes just won't let me be. So we can never love, 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 we can never love. can never love, we can never love, we can never love. We can never love, we can never love, we can never love. Not once did I scream this to you, baby girl, enough. Cause you tripping and slipping and thinking a nigga gon' cuff. We just like two squirrels in a tree trying to get us a nut. So why you nuts?
I'm done chipping that pippin' these hoes. I wanna do the right thing, but you know it's hard to be a good man, raise a family, when these wretched ass hoes just won't let me be. So I'm done chipping that pippin' these hoes. I wanna do the right thing, but you know it's hard to be a good man, raise a family, when these wretched ass hoes just won't let me be. So
we can never love, we can never love, we can never love. We can never love, we can never love, we can never love. We can never love, 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 we can never love.